Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I wanted to say thank you to Marcus Osborne and Johnny Mosley for sitting in for you for the last couple of weeks. They were both great, and they made it really easy. And it was, you know, we talked a lot about Edie Rose.
Mm-hmm. You did?
Yeah, we decided she's probably going to be an astronaut when she grows up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like a princess astronaut.
Uh-huh, for
you
sure.
know.
Yeah.
You want to hear something trippy?
Yeah.
Which shouldn't be that surprising, but her and her sister looks exactly alike.
I totally agree. Like, I was looking at the picture. I'm like, that looks like it could
like
be Isla.
Yeah,
the new one's darker than the first one, but they are the spitting image.
That's mm-hmm. so funny.
And I've stared at both of them for long periods of time, and they are duplicates. How's that happen?
Well, you both just, jeez. You know, same parents.
I guess.
Yeah.
Did your kids look exactly
no,
the same as babies?
In fact, one of them had blonde hair and the other one had black hair. So, yeah totally different. They've never looked anything like each other, I don't think. But yeah, good.
My brother looked like an African-American kid when he was born. My brother Anthony, because he was so dark. My second brother was so white. And then me, I look like a little Asian girl because my eyes were, you know, a little slanted. Most of the time growing up, my eyes were slanted.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because some kids in family, they are all spitting images and other ones are just completely don't even look like siblings. But it'll be funny to watch her grow up. Like, I wonder how much they'll, I mean, obviously they're siblings, so there'll be some resemblance.
Right, right.
I just wouldn't have expected it to be. I'm staring at the first kid when I'm looking at them. It's just a trip.
How what does Isla think?
Yeah.
She's, you know what? She's been great. So far, so good.
Helping out.
Loves it. None of us can call her by her name yet. We're all still calling her sister.
Aww.
We got to get over it. I know. But
no, you don't. She's got a name. It'll be fine. We'll get there eventually. Just call her sis.
And we just call her sister. And I don't know why. It's the first thing that comes out of my mouth. It's how she's known.
Well, that'll be her name. She'll be Sissy at home, you know, an
right.
idiot at school.
Dude, you should have seen me in the hospital after the kid's born. And I already told you the whole story, so I won't bother you with that again. But there I am in my little husband nook or whatever they call those things where they make you sleep and they've made me a little bed or whatever. But I'm over there with different pieces of paper and a pen writing different name combinations. And they're like, really, we need the name. And I'm just grinding on it with page after page of different efforts trying to come to a conclusion. And in the end, the missus was like, go ahead, Ripley's cool. Do it. And I couldn't do it.
It's so funny that after all that, you couldn't do it.
Well, I just felt like if she ends up bummed about it, it's all on me.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think she'd be bummed about it, but you know what? I think you made the right choice.
Like, I like
now
Edie
that she's
too.
Named Edie, it's like, it's great. Edie's adorable.
Cute. Right.
I agree.
And I like Edie Rose and Isla Grace.
Yes.
Like those
such
are great
beautiful,
names.
Solid names. We should mention and ask Bryn, when Vinny called in the next day, or that morning that Edie was born, was it the next day or?
A day or two after, whatever.
Yeah, we isolated it at radioalice.com.
Yes.
Is it called something specific?
Let me check. It's definitely up there. Let me check right now.
Because it's a great story, and Vinny had talked to us for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, he told us the whole story, and so that's...
After
so
I hung
that.
Up, I was like, I just went for 20 minutes. I'm such
it
a dick.
Perfect.
I'm sure you guys were like, oh, yeah, we need
Are
more
you kidding?
Detail.
We needed more.
Yeah,
we wanted more.
That you could have stayed on. I mean, that was...
Like, you could have called in every single day, and we would have been all, okay.
Well, anyway.
It's super easy to find. I just typed in Vinny calls in.
Okay.
In
on
the
Google.
Search.
Oh, on Google.
Yeah, Vinny calls in, and it pops right up.
Okay, good.
There's a picture there, too.
Aww,
oh, boy.
That.
Dude, that picture is after they rushed off to the operating room.
And you're just
That's
sitting there alone.
That's me sitting there alone for two, like an hour and a half.
Bless you.
And I swear, for the first while, I thought, God, what if I had, I don't know, if I wasn't capable of.
You had super anxiety.
I don't know. I just felt so weird that they left me alone.
If it had
like
happened
that.
With the first one, you probably would have freaked out. But you've had a baby.
Yeah,
so
no.
I'm sure
I mean,
they
and
were
it was
like,
fine. I wasn't freaking out. I was just
I had
surprised.
The same experience.
Really?
Yeah. I was sitting there with my girl just like, what do I do now? Like, I don't know. Because my lady was in the OR, so right. I was like, yeah. So it was a very similar experience. And I was like, is this normal? You know?
It didn't feel normal. That's the exact way to word it. It didn't feel normal. It felt like I'm all alone. Hello?
Oh.
Yeah.
What do I do with this thing? Like she's so
Well, she's swaddled and sleeping. Like she was good, right?
At that place they didn't even clean her. Like the first picture I posted, she's got
gunk.
She's got mom all over. Mom's insides on her.
You know, people were writing us saying that that's actually super typical now. Like they want, they leave it on there because it's like a layer of protection for the first couple of hours.
Oh, I don't know. But I mean, now I look back at the photo and you can see on her forehead, she's got like mom on her.
She looks like a newborn.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, so
right.
We can do this now because we have 4 minutes left. Here we go.
we'll do one story.
Well, I wanted to mention, because I don't know if Vinny's heard about this yet, but Entercom, our new parent company, is doing a live 2-hour broadcast of something called I'm Listening. This is a special for mental health awareness and suicide prevention. It airs on all their stations nationwide.
This is awesome.
It's this coming Sunday at 7 a.m. And this is marking the start of National Suicide Prevention Week. So there's a lot of stars involved with this. Mm-hmm. And then there's some experts. So there's a call-in part of the whole thing. I hope the star power
brings the people to their radios because it's super important.
Couple guys from Pearl Jam. Michael Phelps, the 23-time gold medal winner. Mike Shinoda of Linkin Park. Alicia Cara. Jared Leto. BB Rexha, Charlie Puth, Stone Temple Pilots. There's a huge long list of people who are going to participate, but I want to remind you about that. It's this Sunday. Tonight is America's Got Talent semifinals.
Yes.
I don't. Brian King Williams. Do I have the guy? What's the guy's name? I don't have the name in front of me. But Vaughn has a friend who's like a ripping violinist. I think
he's posting about him too.
What is it?
Brian King Joseph.
And so tonight, make sure you watch. I don't know. Does America vote on this? Or do the judges decide?
I honestly don't know how that works.
Anyway, it's a live semifinals tonight on NBC. So wanted to remind you to check that out. Mm-hmm. We're into the violinist guy.
He's so awesome.
Thank you. Oh, that's NBC. Right. It's on NBC. couple funerals this weekend. John McCain and Aretha Franklin. I do have some highlights from both of them. In everything that I read about John McCain's funeral, he'd invited several past presidents to speak, and they did. There was a lot of Trump bashing. Trump was not said by name, but there was a lot of there was no love for Trump. Let's put it that way.
Right.
And very moving speeches. There were some funny things. Obama got a good laugh saying, what better way for McCain to get a last laugh than to make George and I say nice things about him to a national
Obama
audience.
Obama was great.
And Bush was the person laughing the hardest, which made it all the more humorous.
He gets along with them. And there's one of the headlines I saw was, George W. passes a piece of candy to Michelle.
Yeah.
And it lightens the mood of the whole.
Yeah, they weirdly are super. It's almost like they're united in their dislike of other people. Suddenly, Bush doesn't seem like the worst president.
What is that saying? I can't even think of it now. About your friend's enemy.
Oh, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah,
or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
Anyway, Meghan McCain didn't pull any punches in her own eulogy. She bashed Trump hard. Late in her 17-minute eulogy, she said, "America does not boast because she has no need to." The America of John McCain has no need to be great again because America has always was always great. So there's that. So that was one of the funerals.
I really like John McCain. And the weirdest thing about him is that he might have made a great president, but his biggest mistake was his vice presidential pick. And when
100%.
When you see that, you just go, maybe I don't know him well enough or know enough about for that decision to have been made, and not that she's a woman.
But oh, no. God, no. At first, I was like, oh, good for him. He got a woman.
Right.
And then about by about a weekend, I was like, oh, boy. And, you know, as much as I did like John McCain, you know, he unleashed that family on us. Like, they're famous and in our freaking faces because of him. So as much as I think he's a great man, I'm always going to blame him for that.
Well, he said it was his biggest mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yes.
I never had heard
before
him.
Before he died, he said that.
Admit
I'm sure
that.
He had a big team around him who was helping him make these decisions, and it was you.
It was you.
Ariana Grande. There's a couple things about the Ariana Grande at Aretha Franklin. This is, first of all, people were giving her crap because she was wearing black, but very, very short skirt.
Mm-hmm.
She looks fine. The picture I saw, it's short.
She is.
It's a funeral.
I get it, but
she's a young
pop princess.
Yeah. I mean, and that was what we talked about this morning because everyone's bitching about it. So we looked at the picture, and yes, it's short. She is Ariana Grande the whole time, but I did feel like
with people sitting behind you like that, you're in an audience.
Oh, she's standing in front of these like dignitary-looking people. God forbid you drop the mic.
Exactly.
Oops.
Well,
the other thing is,
whatever.
Think about this. Is what we forget. That girl is any one of us at, how old is she?
24.
Yeah.
Any one of us and put in a situation where, yes, there are dignitaries behind her, but she's wearing what she wears.
Uh-huh.
She went to her closet and went, I like this.
Yeah, I need to wear a black dress because it's a funeral.
She's
and
25.
That's the only concession I'm making.
Yeah, so I'm not going to make a big deal out of that.
Yeah, to me, it's
I mean,
like,
I've worn worse things.
You know,
so.
Her cooch wasn't showing.
Her legs look great,
oh,
too,
yeah,
by
they
the
look
way.
Amazing.
Uh-huh.
There is... That is Jesse Jackson behind her, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Bill.
And Bill Clinton.
Yeah. I'm sure he was like, good pick on the
People
That's
were saying Bill
pick.
Was ogling her.
Mm. Yeah, well, you know.
What is that, ogling or oogling?
That's ogling.
Ogling. Yeah. Oh, boy, we've covered all of
Well, it's one of those. Somewhere among us, that was absolutely 100% right. So Ariana Grande sang at the funeral. The bishop, sure. So there she is being amazing. A bishop introduced her and took a little heat for joking about her name. So, by the way, is this when he's holding on to her? Like, he holds on to her for an inappropriate amount of time. And, by the way, squeezes side boob.
Yeah.
For sure. We watched it several times this morning, and he's even kind of shaking it. Like,
He knew he had her boob.
Absolutely knew.
Did he?
Yes.
Are you sure?
He's like holding her inappropriately,
the whole
closely.
Time.
Kinda, she's like looks really uncomfortable during it.
And she's a tiny little thing.
She's
so
tiny, and he's really tall with long arms.
I really so he just couldn't help himself. He just, you know.
Well,
reached around.
Awkward,
little side breast action there.
He wouldn't be the first guy that took liberties, but I guess the reason I'm hesitating. Well,
that,
I'm just thinking.
He's a bishop.
He's up in front of. He's on a stage. He doesn't always hug her. He doesn't know that. Yeah, it's a lot.
He has long arms.
Uh-huh.
She's even at one point, she's kind of looking at it like, boy,
well,
that's on my boob.
She's just trying not to be cross-eyed when she looks at him.
Yeah, they're very close. He's got her pulled real tight.
She's backed up because she's like, yikes.
So. He has apologized. He said,
About the boob?
Yeah,
or?
He said, I didn't do it intentionally. If I did do it, but now everyone's yelling, and so I'm sorry if my hand inadvertently crossed the border to Taco, you know, the bell, the Taco Bell. I have his apology, blah, 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 whatever. Also at the funeral, at one point, Stevie Wonder went, Black Lives Do Matter! Because this dude was, you can't believe it. For 50 minutes... This guy, his name is, let's see.
Different guy.
Different dude. Vaughn Franklin.
Vaughn?
Sorry, Vaughn Franklin is the late singer's nephew. He was pissed. The reverend's name is Jasper Williams Jr. So Vaughn is saying he spoke for 50 minutes and at no time did he eulogize my aunt, Aretha Franklin. He said it caught the entire family off guard. It's been very, very distasteful. The guy said, no, Black Lives do not matter. And Stevie Wonder was like, Black Lives matter.
Wow.
He said that being in a home without a father is abortion after birth. Black lives do not matter unless blacks stop killing each other. There are not fathers in the home no more. A black woman cannot raise a black boy to be a man. By the way, Aretha Franklin, single mother of four
boys.
Wait
a minute. This all happened at her funeral?
Uh-huh.
And who's this guy?
His name is Jasper Williams Jr.
Is he reverend or pastor?
He is a reverend. The family selected him because he'd spoken at other family memorials in the past. Let's see. He's not backing down from anything that he said at the funeral. He says, I'm sorry you feel that way. But anyway, he... That one didn't go quite as smoothly.
Well,
as John McCain's.
It did see. I did see one thing, and it was Jesse Jackson talking about voting. And while he wasn't wrong, it did seem weird. Like, this is Aretha's funeral, and it seems like everyone politicized it.
Right. Seems like we should talk about Aretha. And just, you know.
So all of these people took liberties. I think.
Well, it was a large platform for these people.
I know, and that just seems... I've got
something to say.
Does it seem right to you, or...
No, it seems opportunistic even. Like, you know, let's stick to the point. We're here for a lady's funeral. Could we talk about the lady who's laying here in her fourth outfit, by the way?
What?
They changed her outfit every day. They took her dead body, lifted it up out of the coffin, changed the outfit, and put it back in a coffin every day. It's crazy. In fact, to the point where we were guessing what she was going to wear the next day.
Is she called the Queen of Soul?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's...
Apparently she wanted costume changes. I don't know. She seems like wrestling the dead body into some new outfit every day is a little much. Can we let the lady lie there?
I'm sure someone was paid very well to do that.
Sure they were. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
So
in the
much
news?
Stuff, I can't believe
okay,
how much.
Great. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:37 on Tuesday morning. Hope everybody had a very nice Labor Day. Mm-hmm. Vinny's back.
Yay. So
good morning.
The gang is all here. It's very exciting. Mm-hmm. We have we've movie passes later today, and it looks like we've got Dave Matthews passes as our big one.
Right.
So that is happening. Let's see. 11, 1, 3, and 5. Oh, in 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. Be listening, and you'll get Dave Matthews band for this Saturday.
Right.
So it's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
It's like instant gratification. Right now, though, we're going to grab the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Check out our station's we still have a website,
we do.
Right?
Okay, still sure. Here, yep. We'll let you know
better
if anything
than
changes.
Ever.
Yeah.
Better than ever. Thank you. Our station's website is at RadioAlice.com. Check us out over here. Here's what's happening. Over the weekend, as if the Raiders moving to Las Vegas wasn't enough, the Raiders also traded away their best football player. So Raiders fans have been online and elsewhere screaming, "I can't believe they got rid of him." Khalil Mack is now a Chicago Bear. And the NFL season's about to kick off this week.
Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. Is it your team?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think we're playing Sunday.
I'll have to look it up. But
yeah.
It is this week. As Labor Day has now passed us, everyone, hopefully you had a good one. Why do we have to put our whites away? Why do the whites go away after Labor Day?
Yeah, Labor Day it's Memorial Day, and Labor Day is when you can wear white shoes and white pants.
The old stand by, the go by is you shouldn't wear white after Labor Day. But how did that get started? So here's two reasons why it may be.
Tell me why.
They say that because it's the end of summer, it meant rain was coming, and so mud, and you know, back in the olden days, we didn't have shorts, and so people were wearing longer pants and longer skirts, dresses, I guess, and white would just get dirty.
Yes, okay.
So that's one reason. The second theory is it's a class division thing. Basically, people with money used to wear white on vacation as a status symbol.
Oh.
And when they came back, all the snowbirds came back from vacation, they put the white away and went to their regular workday clothes.
Because, like, if you were lower, you couldn't even afford to have a white outfit. What am I going to use that for?
Right. Exactly right.
The day I whitewash the fence so I don't get any white paint on my dark clothes?
I guess it's one of those things, though, where no one ever has thought, why in the hell?
Yeah, I always thought maybe it was just like because white seems like kind of a summery, breezy color that you wouldn't wear that in the winter because it might look yellow next to the snow. I don't know. I guess I didn't spend that much time thinking about it. That reminds me, though, the time change is coming up.
Already?
Well, it's coming up at the end of October.
Months away.
I was reading this weekend. I think Europe just did away with the time change.
Oh, totally?
I just glanced at it, but I went, oh boy.
Isn't that on the ballot this November?
But it's so weird because that I don't love the time change.
But now are you hesitant to vote to get rid of it?
Well, what I don't want is for it to stay standard time because we're on savings time right now. It's later. I want it to stay on savings time.
Or split the difference.
Just go half an hour?
It's not settled yet.
Oh.
They're okay. Trying to push it towards Parliament.
It's not. Okay.
So it's not a done deal.
Oh, you mean not on the ballot for sure?
No. Here it is. But the EU is saying we want to just, that's a pain in the ass. We want to get rid of that.
You know, maybe I'll do this story later and I don't have it in front of me, so I can't fully do it right now. But in the San Jose Merc this morning, speaking of things you vote on, there is a story about the gas taxes because there's actually going to be on the ballot a repeal of one of the recently passed gas taxes. And it's because they can't decide where the money goes and who should be paying it.
Oh.
So they broke down all the gas taxes. Our gas is so much more expensive than it should be due to gas taxes.
My brother goes, he filled up his
dollars
car.
More.
Uh-huh. He filled it up. I go, it was $4.09 for regular. And he goes, he's like, wow, that's expensive. I go, why? What are you paying? He goes, I don't know, $2.25 or something like that. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God.
And they broke it down. There's a federal, but there's a bunch of state taxes.
Well, we've tacked them on, we've voted them in.
And it's all of these different things, like where it goes. I'll do this story next time. Let me move on. I'll do this one about flesh-eating genital infections.
Oh, that sounds delicious. Flesh-eating genital infections. This story has it all.
So you go to the doc and you find out you got the diabetes. As if that's not bad enough.
Diabetes?
Yeah.
It's related to diabetes?
It's the drug that you take. A widely used diabetes drug can cause flesh-eating genital infections.
I'm not going to take that drug.
I know. Well, you wouldn't if that was even a 1% chance, you'd say. Mm-mm.
That's a chance I can't take. So people's genitals have gotten eaten off?
Yeah, the condition. Now, I don't know if it's Fournier or Fournier. Fournieres. Fournier?
I don't know. Sounds
okay,
right.
Well, whatever. Fournier's gangrene.
Oh my God! And it's targets the genitals.
That's developed in a dozen patients shortly after they began taking these medicines between March 2013 and May 2018, according to the FDA. 7 men and 5 women were all hospitalized and had to undergo surgery for the condition. One patient died.
Oh my God.
More cases may be uncovered once the risk is better understood, they say. And this includes, I don't know this one, the Invokana, but AstraZeneca.
That's a common diabetes medicine?
I think it is. Anyway, they've got the list of the medicines here. I'm not familiar with them.
And any one of these can cause genital flesh eating.
They've been approved. The drugs help lower the body, lower sugar levels via the kidneys, and excess sugar is excreted in the patient's urine. Urinary tract infections are a known side effect.
Oh, because it's all sugary down there. Things like to ferment in sugar.
Necrotizing fasciitis.
Oh, dear God. That's the stuff.
It commonly occurs in older men, but it also can occur in women and children.
Oh.
More likely to occur, as you said, Vinny, diabetics, alcoholics, and those who are immunocompromised.
Boy, that sounds like a party. Hey, my genitals are getting eaten. This is great.
And not in a good way.
Yeah, in the bad way.
If you've been taking these diabetic medicines and have any tenderness, redness, or swelling, or a slight fever,
run to the doctor.
Get to the doctor.
Jesus. Don't take a chance. Do not take a chance. Turn that off. There's no chances being taken. If you don't like your genitals.
Necrotizing
horrible.
Genitals. Is,
well, you know, that's a...
It's the worst diagnosis of all time.
I can't think of anything worse. What else could be?
Well, death.
Well, I suppose, sure.
Certain,
you know,
death.
Well,
death.
You know, people have died by this, so that's a pretty bad way to die. That is just...
This is also...
Awful.
To be killed by your wife would be bad news. This woman killed her husband with tetrahydrozoline.
What's that?
You don't know?
I've heard the word. It sounds like acne medicine.
Tetrahydrozoline. Anybody? Yeah.
No. I know, because I know the story.
What is it? What is it? What is it?
It's Visine. Stuff that's found in Visine.
Oh. Tetrahydrozoline is in Visine?
Let me ask you.
I heard it gives you the runs, right? Like if you drink Visine.
So that's what I'd heard is if you were to put Visine in someone's drink, and I've never done this and I've never had it done
to me. We don't recommend it.
But I've heard that it gives you the runs. Yeah. That's like some gag you'd play.
Ha 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 ha.
Authorities say a South Carolina woman has been charged with murder after killing her husband by putting eye drops into his water for several days.
And he died from it?
52-year-old Lana Clayton confessed to investigators after an autopsy uncovered a high amount of tetrahydrozoline in her husband's body. This is the chemical found in over-the-counter eye drops, such as Visine.
So don't do this to people is what we're getting from this. So he pooped himself to death?
It doesn't say.
Dehydrated or?
It doesn't say. They didn't give a motive for the poisoning, but she...
Marriage. Game over, right, Hooman?
Right.
Marriage?
Well, obviously it wasn't working out for her. She put the... I mean, I guess she wasn't trying to kill him.
Yes,
right?
She
what,
was.
Why she?
I think she was.
She was trying to kill
him. This is the first time I've ever heard of anyone dying from Visine. Wasn't she just trying to keep him in the bathroom?
She was a Bible-studying woman who once griped online that her hubby was unfaithful.
Oh.
Yeah, see? She admitted marriage. To poisoning him. Yeah.
Oh, so did she know it would kill him? That's crazy.
I didn't know. Maybe he had a condition. I didn't know that could take you out.
I didn't either. I thought it was just inconvenient.
Did you have a phase or period of time in your life where you always had Visine around?
I didn't, because I always had a hard time putting eye drops in. So I never bothered with it. I mean, I would have it once in a while, but I didn't carry it with me. I know that you were a pretty dedicated
stoner.
Yeah.
I had to.
Yeah.
I felt like
your eyes still look glassy. They're just not all red, though, so that's good.
Yeah, but I mean, there's an absolute need to be able to look at someone and not for them to just not go, oh, for Christ's sakes, dude.
You're stoned again.
Right.
Right.
And I was, so it was, yeah, I lived on the stuff.
So, Visine.
Did you live on that stuff?
I did not.
You were one of those people who didn't care.
I guess not. Because I didn't, you know, had money to buy weed, but I didn't have money to buy Visine.
Yeah.
She just kept her bangs long.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like, what is it? When it's swallowed, it reduces redness, as we all know. But when it's swallowed, it acts as a neural toxin and attacks the nervous system. She did it over a 3-day period.
3 days of Visine drops
and the
dude died.
She was in the nursing industry.
Oh,
so she knew.
Yeah.
And she put it in his water.
But now she's going away.
Yeah. Bye.
Well, she murdered the dude.
Dang.
He was a cheater.
Well, and that's
I'm not saying
awful,
he deserved it.
But, you know, there's other ways. She and you know what? She's not a bad-looking lady. Mm. Here.
Well, look, she, that's why she wanted to get
what
rid
mean
of
you don't know? She doesn't look that bad.
Yeah, she does.
Look at her husband. He's way worse.
Well, I mean, this is her mugshot. And she looks like she's been up for a while.
And it looks like she was already putting some legal stuff in place for the estate.
Oh, so she knew he was going.
Mm. Yikes.
Jeez, Lou.
You know what? Totally not related to this story for any other reason than I saw her pictures this morning and was like, man, she looks great.
Who's that?
Monica Lewinsky was doing some speaking thing.
Yeah.
But is this a story you're going to do?
No, I'm not doing it.
Oh, okay. And there was a picture of her with it, and I just thought, she's in her 40s and looks fantastic.
Yeah, she looks good.
Yeah, I guess she's
kept it together.
Yeah, she
looks better than ever because she was a little dumpy when we first met her.
She's 45.
Oh, boy, she's 45.
Really
Holy
good.
Crap.
But
man,
so she was doing
flies.
A speaking thing in France, I guess, and
stormed out because they asked her about Clinton.
They'd agreed not to ask, and then there she was on stage, and they just asked.
All right, well, I'm done with this.
Actually, she was in the news after and said, "Yeah, we had an agreement not to talk about that. I can't sit there and let them go back on that." Give her credit.
Yeah, stood up and walked out.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
Yeah. All right. Thanks. This was great.
Bye-bye, then.
Right up until you ask that question.
In France, kids in France are going to be banned from using mobile phones at school in a bid to stop the spread of bullying, violence, and porn.
Oh.
All junior and primary schools in the country have been hit with the new ban, which also covers tablets and smartwatches, and it begins today.
Oh, that's it. No more, huh?
Are you for this?
I am for it.
I am for it, too.
Yeah. I feel like that's it's like bringing a toy to school.
Here's one of the things, too.
It's a distraction.
The more we talk to people, older people, people who have interns coming in, you find that kids can't write.
Right.
And part of the reason they can't write is because they take pictures of things instead of taking notes.
Mm-hmm.
I got that. And they start that as soon as they can get their camera into class.
Yep.
And it seems to me like maybe in those formative years, it's best they write that stuff out.
Absolutely.
I always did that. When I was trying to learn something, I had to write it out over and over again because that's the only way I could remember it.
I do that with
just
music.
Just looking at it, I can't. Mm.
Yeah, if you just take a picture of a blackboard, then the next step is I didn't listen to that entire lecture. I'll just look back at the notes on my phone. I am 100% for this. I do think it's a bummer, but I think that as we're learning about these, like today is the 20th anniversary of Google forming.
Oh, is it?
20 years. That's it. 20 mm-hmm. years. And I think it's only, what has it been, 11 or 12 years since the iPhone came out?
07.
Oh, okay. So it's, this is all new, and we're learning that it's not all great. The internet is absolutely wonderful, but there's a downside, and it's a huge distraction. I think it's really changed the way that people socialize, and I do think that kids will benefit from not having those things available to them. I think we should do it here.
Well, and the social media swarms are scary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one thing, sure, that person stepped out of line or said something they shouldn't have. Probably shouldn't be someone that you're friends with if they're going to have that attitude. But the way people swarm, and sometimes it's that, look, I don't know, maybe that guy did touch Cy Boob or whatever. But, I mean, the way people are looking at every little thing now to go, I caught you. I got you. You insert whatever.
Right.
I'm like, geesh.
Well, and in a school, you know, a school is such a weird little microcosm. It's such a huge part of your life. Like, those are the only years I remember clearly is, like, you know, the things that happened when you were a kid, like my 20s and 30s and 40s. Well, you know, yeah, you remember milestones, but it was just life. But your kid stuff is big. And it's for kids to be getting tortured or to be, I think, even just distracted. Like, I really think that you should be at school, and school shouldn't be all that fun. You know, you want to be there. Sure, if it's fun, great. But you're there to learn, and you're there to learn more than just the math and et cetera. You're there to learn how to deal with other people.
You should learn the math too, kids.
Absolutely.
You would not have believed how lame I am as I'm building these shelves, and I cannot figure out how to get center. I'm like, I am so dumb. I need math so bad. You need math in your life, kids. Believe me.
You do need math in your life. You don't necessarily need some of the higher math. I think, you know, you can go on to that if you've got an affinity for it. But you need basic math.
Yes, you need to.
And it needs to be strong and solid.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. But I think you also really need social skills. I thought it was that one time we went to that movie and they took our phones away, and it's 150 people standing in a room for 45 minutes before the movie started. Lights on, where all the, like, you couldn't just go in a corner and look at your phone. You had to talk to everyone. And I was like, wow, it's been a while since I did this.
Well, and we go, so going back to the whole, the story is France has banned mobile phones in schools to combat bullying and pornography. So it's a pretty good idea, I think. And so as far as making fun of kids, and my, it's weird, my mom just told me this story. So, you know, I didn't know this. Christopher Robin is a real kid.
He's the son of the whatever
the guy
who
created Winnie the Pooh.
Right.
And he put his kid's name in there. And I guess apparently he was made fun of like mercilessly and ended up hating the whole thing that was a dedication to him. And it ended up ruining his life because these kids completely tortured him about being the guy in the story. And I thought, kids will make fun of anything.
No kidding.
A freckle, a limp.
It's all in your response,
like,
to that
stuff,
though. Any
damn thing, and it's just, they just swarm. It's just the lowest.
We are awful.
Well, but I was thinking, how could you be bummed about being Winnie the Pooh's best friend? But sure, if every kid makes fun of you for being Winnie the Pooh's best friend, I guess that turns it into a bummer, right?
I guess so. And it's like you said, you have a freckle and someone makes fun of it. It's all in how you react to it. I'm sure the kid was like, shut up. And then they knew it was a sore spot and, and just picked at it and picked at it.
High schools will in France, high schools which teach students ages 15 to 18 can introduce partial or total bans on electronic devices as they're reopening after summer break. But that's not an obligation.
Oh.
Below that, though, there are no options. Kids are not allowed to have those in school. No smartwatches, no tablets, and no phones.
Good. I think it's great. I'm dying to see how it goes. I hope it goes well, and I'd love to see my kids actually have to put that thing down once in a while.
You know, I don't even know if this counts, but the parents are like wanting to basically, and we used to joke about this. You used to say, yeah, you can chip me. I want to chip my kids. Yeah, we need to know where they're at. We need to. A lot of people are giving their kids these things because they're trackable.
Well, until your kid is smart enough to turn it off. Like my kid did. He goes, oh, yeah, yeah, it eats my battery. I'm like, I don't think that's why. Pretty sure that's not why you're doing it. You got a charger. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I have saved so many things for you. I have a Vinny break. It's a Vinny celebrity trash break.
I love this.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.